Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker with another sick woman file. My man, heed my warning, has been dropping these in the comments section like hotcakes. I knew if I restarted this series, I was going to have no shortage of material. Just like this article in question that was published on the 2nd of November. Quote, unquote, where do you want it? Wife allegedly asks husband before shooting him, Texas cops say. A Texas woman is accused of shooting her husband during an argument after he returned home late after a night at the bar, San Antonio police told media outlets. Officers arrived at the home in Donnelly Place on the northeast side of the city early in the morning of Tuesday, November 2nd, WOAI reported. The husband was taken to a hospital and the wife was arrested, according to the TV station. Investigators say the couple had been arguing on and off all day. At some point, the husband left, went to a bar, and came back after midnight, and the arguing continued, police told KSAT. During the argument, KENS reported, the woman pulled out a gun and asked her husband, "Where do you want it?" Then she is accused of shooting him in the leg. The husband is in stable condition, outlets reported. The wife is facing charges of aggravated assault. My. I find this very odd that the wife is not mentioned. There are no names. Now let's go ahead and reverse this. We all know if a husband did this to his wife, he would be all over the internet and every billboard that they could find within that city. But here we are yet again. A woman does something, and in my humble opinion, they undercharged her. Why was she not charged with assault with a deadly weapon? Oh, she shot him in the leg. Well, that's not lethal. There's something called the femoral artery. If she would have hit that, he would have bled out. So here we are yet again, another sick woman who honestly should be facing damn near attempted murder charges. But let's circle back to the husband. The first thing he should do when he gets out of that hospital should be file divorce papers. There is in no way, shape, or form this man should stay in this marriage. He has the perfect out. Hey, my wife shot me in the leg, so there is no way that this can be reconciled. Now, I came across something when I was watching a Dennis Sperling stream that I have to share with you guys. Gentlemen, this is going to be a straight up piece of ammo that every man has to put into his arsenal. I don't want to give it away, but it's good. Anyway, yeah, if this guy does not divorce this woman immediately and he goes back to that house, unfortunately, I have to say this, he's going to get what he deserves, because he's got the perfect way to walk away from this situation and the perfect reason to do so. But unfortunately, too many men put up with so much crap just because, oh, I got to try to fight through all this. No. But anyway, let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will go out one day. feminism and using the system to think that you can constantly get away with stuff via being undercharged, we'll go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, this woman is so lucky her husband decided not to put the mask on. Because if there was any time that a man should put the mask on, it should have been this time. Just saying. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just